JCA monitoring.
WMO.
3JCA.
Richard, how you doing on this fine Monday morning?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Annette, headed to work. Just pulled out the subdivision.
Trying to get the feel of when people get on here. Sometimes I've heard of earlier than this, but I think it's right around 5:30.
It's usually a good time. It's 5:30 for me. Andrew sometimes has to go in early, so he might be a few minutes early. And that, but he was on vacation last week. He may have took today also. But Patrick, he's early on Thursdays because of the route that he's running and that. But usually it's maybe about 10 minutes.
Start off here, or do you start off on the White Oak Mountain repeater?
Start off here, but it depends on Patrick, where he is in his route. There's a couple of dead spots that he can't reach the 610, so he goes over there. But most, Andrew and I both monitor both frequencies.
I got to get my 578 set up. It's dual band. It's just, I have one set up for digital and the other one set up for VHF or UHF. But I need to put it up, I need to set it up in the morning so that I can do a VHF, PHF.
And I was going to get hooked up with you this this weekend, but I got busy doing some canning. We were canning some meats and that, so I got tied up on that.
Finally got Patrick, I think, squared away. I mean, I have to give him his new code plug, but I had to manually strip it down and put it back together in his version.
Something from Patrick. And I know it, when I downloaded it, put a bunch of contacts into my radio, but I ain't got a clue how to use them.
For radio?
I got it for Christmas, so, I mean, it's fairly new.
I wasn't sure. Do you have the UV2 Plus? Holds 500 contacts, correct?
Not more than that.
The latest one right now holds 500,000 DMR IDs and call signs. I think Patrick's only holds 200,000.
500,000 versus.
Are you running the version 205 for the software or firmware?
Since I looked at it, I cannot confirm that.
Okay, well, later on, I can walk you through if you have the handheld with you and you can tell you which buttons to push and then you can see which version you're running.
I have to throw it in the car with me. Usually I take it, usually I use it at the house in the afternoon about 5 o'clock. I walk the dog. And I usually carry it with me in the field and on the 610 and, you know, talk to anybody that pops on.
JCA for ID. Yeah, I been thinking about putting, find a way to put mine on my wheelchair, my power chair, kind of fix a clamp or something that I can do that so that if I do go out to get some sun, that I can kind of have something to attach it to.
KN4TFW. Yeah, I used to use my Baofeng when I was walking in the field, and I would do crossband repeat back to this radio, so you know, so it could get out because it couldn't. It struggled to make the repeater.
That's the way to do it. Put a radio at the house at crossband and use like a simplex UHF. It fixes so that it transmits into the 610 repeater and back out to you.
Did I had the truck was receiving and sending on 610 and then it was repeating it out on 440 and that, and I would pick it up on my radio and then talk back. It worked really good. the problem was remembering to go out to the truck and turning it off when I was done.
It should be, it's almost like you need a timeout timer on it.
Move that radio over to this car, and I have a hybrid in that, so it's really hard to get to anything, so I just have it plugged into the cigarette lighter, so when you turn the car off, I mean, the radio's done. And then the start battery is in the center console, and man, you can barely see the battery, let alone get a wire hooked onto it.
KO4HDX, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Patrick, KN4TFW.
It's a good weekend, and Richard, thank you for all the help Friday. I really appreciate that.
Patrick, did I send you or did you get an email from me last night or yesterday?
And I hadn't looked in a little while, so I'll check when I get to the truck this morning.
Real quick, if I did, just let me know and I'll send it. I rebuilt your code plug from scratch because I got the version 126 loaded, and I could open it and close it, open it and close it. But if I open it up with my other one, that version 205, then I can't reopen it. So I made sure I saved a copy that your radio should be able to open. It's got everything in it that I had, that the Ultra Code Plug had, plus all the SC Heart, plus your channels that you had. The only two or three that I think were missing is the W4TOG or WA4TOG. I think there's only those are the only two or three, because I thought they were in one of the code plugs, but because I had opened it up and saved it, it wouldn't let me open it up again. So I used that one code plug I talked to you about and rebuilt everything from scratch.
I appreciate that, and I will definitely look for it. And I'm sure that took a lot of time.
6 hours yesterday, so... Already, listen, I got up because my daughter had a concern because my dog... It looked like he was bitten on his leg, but it wasn't. Somebody, I think one of the next-door kids... Got a hold of a can of purple spray paint, sprayed the side of my dog.
Why would you do that?
Six or seven. So, it's hard to say. All right, I'm going to let TFW jump in here. But I'll be back in a little bit. You guys have fun this morning. KA3JCA.
Thank you. Richard, have a good day. And I'll talk to you on down long. KO4HK.
I'll catch you in a little bit. KN4TSW.
From Andrew.
I figured he might have took off today to recuperate, right? Usually when you get off vacation, you got to take an extra day to wind down.
Maybe. I've texted with him a couple times over the week, but I figured he'd be back on here this morning.
Sleeping in, and he's still sleeping in.
I'm wondering. Yeah. Pretty good. Spent most of the day on the phone with Richard Friday.
Better make the switch. KN4TFW.